Hello and welcome to episode 16 of Three Peeps in a Podcast. With me, as always, I've got Rich. Hello, Rich.
I'm here again. Hello, listeners.
And unfortunately, the third peep, Mike, of Pedley Shire, is actually unwell. So what we've done is we've gone back through all of the old Room of Dooms and we've selected what was our favourite Room of Doom from the past 15 episodes. And we've approached that person. So let's just remind ourselves of that person's Room of Doom.
Good day, members of Three Peeps in a Podcast and listeners. This is regular listener Scott Jones from Caberheath, Bristol. And my entry for Room of Doom is people that take ages at cash machines. I believe this should be a 30-second task, but some people seem to take ages. My solution to this would be for the banks to introduce keypads that progressively get hotter after 30 seconds of use. This should speed people up. Thank you.
Okay, so we found our favourite Room of Doom from the past 15 episodes.
And he could make it, so we got...
And we approached Scott, and he happened to be available tonight. So, Scott, welcome to Three Peeps in a Podcast.
Hello. Hello, listeners.
Say, Scott's got obviously some big shoes to fill. But he's got the perfect voice.
He has.
And the perfect face
for
the podcast.
He's got a face for, face for radio, as they say. So just before we crack on, just wanted to give a quick update on stats. So we've had, in total now, over 3,300 listens, which is amazing. So thanks, everyone, for your support there.
Continue to listen.
Continue to listen and spread the word. Just let it run free. I think we've gained a few listeners after episode 15, which seemed to go down very well. And that was with Rich's best mate, Ian Matthews.
Best mates, now.
Yeah. So, anything you want to say about episode 15, Rich?
I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was good to meet up with Ian again. I mean, I've seen him once since school, leaving back in 87. But I saw him last November 2014. But no, we hit off quite well.
Backstage
at the Paris gig, yeah. Sabian, if you didn't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we're going to go out for a few beers soon.
Yeah,
I think.
Can't wait for that.
Well, not you.
Right. That's a bit of a shame.
Me and Ian.
What, just the two of you?
No, I think it'll be another kid, Ethan Grange School. Right. Mark Exon.
Yeah.
I think he listens.
Is he a listener?
Hello, Mark. I think he listens, yeah.
If you're listening, just send us an email. Like us on Facebook. What was I going to say? Yeah, I thought he was a thoroughly bloody
spread the word. Spread the word in Greece. I think he got a place in Crete, I think. So, spread the word. Let's go European.
Is that Mark?
Mark Exon.
All right. Not Ian, then.
Not Ian, huh?
But, yeah, I thought Ian was a thoroughly bloody nice chap. Thought he gave a great interview, and he actually seemed to enjoy it as well. So hopefully...
One of our own.
Hopefully everyone enjoyed that episode. So with that in mind, obviously, I'm just wondering who's on our wish list for next. So if we go along the lines of Bristolian celebs, obviously Scott Murray is a honorary Bristolian. But what targets do you think we should go for? Any suggestions, Scott?
Speaking to Scott off camera.
I think you've got even up with getting Ian Holloway on.
Yeah?
Holloway's from mine and Scott's local area.
Ian Holloway, getting down Stake of the Art.
In fact, didn't you... Your sister went to school with Mr. Ian Holloway?
Mum.
Your mum went to school with Ian Holloway?
Yeah. Well, a year below, I think it was. So.
Don't know why I said your sister.
How old's your sister? Other than that, obviously we've got Stephen Merchant.
Merch.
Getting down Stake of the Art.
Fellow podcaster.
Yeah. Sort of one of our inspirations. Or how about like Joe Sims, who was in Broadchurch? He's a fellow City fan as well.
I thought you were thinking about Sims, who was in X Factor.
No. Who's that?
Jake Sims, isn't it?
No.
There's another lad as well, wasn't there, on Broadchurch.
They're
both City fans, aren't they?
Yeah.
The lad with the skinhead, obviously, is Joe Sims.
They were on Soccer AM, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, and wasn't he from Call the Midwife or something? Or something like that. But yeah, they're both City fans. How about that chef from Bristol? Is it Dean Edwards?
Dino?
That's another one I thought about. But yeah, we'll try and every sort of few episodes, we'll try and get a few interviews done just to mix it up a bit. But we'll start off with what we've been up to. So, Rich, do you want to just tell us any witty stories, restaurant reviews, movie reviews, any good films you've watched?
It's not a favourable restaurant review, and I wouldn't say it's a restaurant.
Okay, but we need to review it.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, since the interview with Ian Matthews, I haven't done much. I had a work night out last Friday, It's called A Jingling a Ding Dong. It's my sixth one. It's a
hang on a minute. It's called a what?
Jingling a Ding Dong.
I don't get it.
Well, because it's a late Christmas do. So we have it end of January. It's obviously January is usually.
Oh, that explains it. Why it's called Jingling a Ding Dong.
I didn't invent it. It started. Well, they used to do it before I even joined the company.
Ask questions.
But yeah, well, King Street, the old Land Rover Trail, Old Duke.
Good little bar crawl, that, isn't it?
Curry in the Round.
King Street.
And then
is that the one on Denmark, off Denmark Street?
No, King Street.
Oh, right.
One with
the Raj and Bristol Old Vic.
You know, got the Bristol Old Vic on it.
Yeah.
Right. And Sunday was Kirsten's dad's birthday, so we spent the day with them and went up to the Griffin on Bridge 8 for something to eat. And I wouldn't recommend. I wouldn't is what you get what you pay for, I suppose. But it was lukewarm fries.
A bit like a 2-for-1 pub.
You can be. But they've taken obviously a leaf out of the Weatherspoons book by giving you a cheap beer of it as well.
But not your home cooked food, Dan.
No, but it's a clientele. It's like full of rough people with like 20 kids and not saying my kids were well behaved, but you just walk in, you kind of.
For anyone who's listening, who does go to the Griffin, I'm sure you're fantastically lovely
and has 20 kids.
Well, if you have, well paid if you have. But
probably just a one off that night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a Sunday evening, so pardon me. So I won't rush back. Put it that way.
So a glowing reference for the Griffin, basically.
Oh, I didn't hate it.
That all you've done in the past 2 weeks, apart from
work.
Excellent, Scott.
Went to football on Saturday. Never a 0-0 draw when we dominated the game, but not for me to worry about.
We'll leave that. We'll leave that there. Scott, what have you been up to the past couple of weeks? Enlighten us.
I haven't done a great deal since Christmas, to be honest. But
Dry January.
Dry January, yeah. Raised over £250 for cancer
research. Well done, Scotty.
Did mention you on the podcast. Probably what got you £250.
Yeah, that was it. I think no sponsor has come in since then, so listeners are tight.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Should ask Dave Matthews.
Still got loads of car stickers in the garage if you want any.
I also went up to watch Arsenal at Stoke, and couldn't believe
at Stoke.
What's the score?
At Stoke, yeah, 0-0.
Excellent.
Okay. Although it was only 2 hours away, there was like a couple of inches of snow on the floor. So.
Oh, I remember seeing that.
It's like Alton Tower, isn't it, virtually?
Yeah, it's that way.
Stafford. Stoke on Trent.
And I've got tickets for Man United away as well at the end of February, so looking forward to that.
What's your chances of winning the title, Scotty?
Don't know. Wouldn't like to say.
It's got to be this season, isn't it?
Got to be the chance, definitely.
If you know Scott from around or a few years
around Bristol,
this season he's mainly supporting Arsenal. Rivers have taken a back burner for a few years, haven't he, Scott?
No, always a two.
Wow. Yeah, but I've won a league, haven't you? Won in each league.
Well, I think if you should win this year, if you don't, you need.
Think City. I can see Aguero winning it for City. To be honest,
He has just scored. It's 1-0.
If they keep him fit, I think they'll.
It's a few good teams, aren't there? A few teams like obviously Leicester have.
I'm fully going Leicester. I think it would be a massive turn.
It'd be romantic,
wouldn't it?
When Blackburn won it.
Yeah.
In '95, I think.
The last one outside the top four, probably, isn't it?
I was watching someone on Skype a couple of days ago, and they were saying they've kept the spine of their team. So they've had Schmeichel, Mahrez, Vardy,
Wes Morgan,
and Wes Morgan. Yeah. So they've had those three. Those four.
Stuck to their principles, home and away.
Fair play to them.
So, Patch, what steak restaurants have you been to?
Well, so I haven't actually been to a steak restaurant, so to speak. I did go to, I think it's the Golden Heart at Winterbourne.
Correct.
On a Saturday night for a friend's birthday. Little bit toppy, as Rich does the Bunsen burner, nice little learner.
International sign language.
Which is basically the thumb and. Is that the forefinger, would you say?
Index.
Yeah.
Thumb and the index finger.
It's like rubbing. Rogers in it, this. From the days we went to Mud Dog after darts. Basically,
That's one listener. I'm trying to explain it to every listener.
Yeah, I'm just saying, Mark Rogers probably will be laughing at his desk now.
All right, well.
Knowing what I'm doing with my fingers.
Alienating all the other listeners, basically.
No, they can laugh as well.
Wow. Bunsen burner. So what's the point of that?
Quite expensive, like in the White Hart.
I forgot what we were doing it then. White Heart, Golden Heart,
right.
Golden Heart.
Same thing.
Very nice meal. There was a big group of us. It was about 12 of us. But it did take quite a while to take our order and then deliver the food. But because there was quite a few of us and we were having drinks and stuff, it didn't actually affect us that much.
That's probably why they do it.
Yeah.
Keep you drinking.
But clever, I'd say. But very nice food.
What was the occasion?
Quite a seafoody restaurant. Perry, a good friend of ours, her birthday.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so the Golden Heart, that was lovely. And other than that, I've watched a good film in The Revenant. Watched The Revenant with DiCaprio and Tom Hardy at the cinema.
I did see The Legend, actually, recently, with Tom Hardy,
yeah,
playing both parts.
I was going to come on to that. It's the second
part. Well, you didn't know you'd seen it.
Well, just going to
say.
You didn't
know I'd seen it.
Can I just talk about The Revenant first? All right.
What else did I watch?
So The Revenant, I gave 8.1 out of 10.
Because
it wasn't an 8 and it wasn't an 8.2, so I went in the middle.
That's quite a big gap from 8 to 9, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you can't throw 9s around willy-nilly. Not bloody, what's his name, Craig Revel Horwood. No, who's the one who gives good scores?
He gives the shit ones, doesn't he?
He does, doesn't he, yeah.
Bad
analogy. Always 7s, aren't they?
No, that's Len.
Len, of course it is.
I'll give apparently. Not Darcy Bustle.
Never watch it.
So yeah, very, very good cinematography. Obviously, it's been nominated for a lot of Oscars. DiCaprio was amazing in it, and so was Tom Hardy. So anyone who enjoys a good film, a long film, I'd say, a little bit too long.
Too long, really, then. 2 hours. That seems to be the thing.
It was quite an epic, like a 2 hour, 25 minute job. But very good cinematography, and if you've got 2 hours, 25 minutes, plus 30 minutes of trailers and adverts to fill, then definitely go and see it at the cinema.
Pretty sure I saw 3 films last week. It was Legend.
Well, so I watched Legend
Dumb and
as well.
Dumb and Dumber 2.
Okay.
What else did I watch?
Definitely not as good as number one.
No.
Good though.
It was one you had to watch just to see what they did.
Yeah.
See how they got on with it all. But Legend, I was a little bit disappointed with. Again, thought Tom Hardy was really good. How he played those two roles and sort of acted against himself.
It's been done before. Lindsay Lohan in...
I don't think Lindsay Lohan's quite the actor of Tom Hardy.
No, so she played two parts in the same film. In a film called Parent Trap. As did Hayley Mills originally.
There you go. I have watched that.
Also, if you ever noticed, you've got the Spandau Ballet version.
Yeah.
And you've got the Tom Hardy version.
The Craze.
They always portray the Craze as being kind of suave, kind of good-looking chaps.
Mm.
But if you Google photos of them,
they're
actually two quite ugly blokes.
Yeah.
And even the... In Legend, his wife, Frances, was played by Emily Brown, and he was stunning.
Mm.
Whereas in real life, you look at a picture, she looks rough as all sorts.
Yeah, I think that's just called Hollywood effect.
Yeah, but dramatising it, make it look...
I was actually hoping for a little bit more violence, if I'm honest.
What,
Legend?
Even when he was... Stabbing Jack at my bitty. That was pretty gruesome, that bit.
Yeah, it was.
That's a film I want to see, but I'm not a big cinema fan, so
I'll
have to wait.
Download it on a certain website I can guide you to.
Well, I'll probably won't broadcast that.
Well, that's why I didn't broadcast it.
On the airways. But yeah, so Legend. So basically, it's been a Tom Hardy filled few weeks. I might actually watch Rock and Roller. So that's what we've been up to.
Yeah. Bit of blue for dads.
Right, we've got a drink that Rich has bought for us, which he's going to go and now collect.
Collect it from the refrigerator.
From the refrigerator. We've got the glasses over there.
Don't spill them.
But we've also, sort of running alongside this, we've got a quiz that has been prepared by Scott. So Scott, do you want to just talk us through what the quiz is about and sort of how you've gone about it?
What's your bottle opener, Patch?
On the fridge, on the side.
I know you do a lot of music quizzes. Lyrical quiz, and I thought I'd step away from that, so I'm going to go with football stadiums.
Football stadiums?
Oh, that's quite exciting. I'm old school, so
not interested. Including the Premiership, so it's going to be Championship.
Because I know a lot
League
of
League 1 and League 2.
I know a lot of the grounds when they originally played, rather than... Plus, they do change names for sponsors, don't they?
That's what I found today.
Like
a lot of them have found...
Sports Direct Stadium.
Yeah, which has changed back now. It's now St. James' Park.
Well, it didn't last very long, did it? Sports Direct.
So,
Patch is pouring.
Rich, are you happy for me to talk us through this drink, or did you want to do it?
I'll do it, shall I?
Okay, go on, go for it.
Well, I need to read the bottle.
There you go.
Got your...
It's a Froom Valley dry cider.
So it's from Froom?
Henny's. No, it's not. It's Froom Valley in Herefordshire.
Oh, right, okay.
Not the Froom we know from Somerset, or Jimmy Tate and his 12-fingered cousin's lip. it's a dry cider, superior quality. They believe the best way to make cider is to start with the high quality ingredients and keep the process as simple as possible.
Is it locally sourced?
I don't know. They've won many prestigious awards in recent years. Each autumn, carefully selected locally grown varieties of genuine cider apples are milled, pressed, and fermented.
And what's the percentage?
It's 6%.
Right, should we have a little twos?
This is going to be dangerous. First sip since New Year.
Oh,
Scott's going to be off his head.
I'll be carrying Scott out in a minute. That was something boring.
Tangy.
I like it.
Zesty.
Are you a cider drinker, Scott? Or are you still on your Coors Light?
Still on my lagers, mate.
Lagers, quickie.
Yeah.
But you do bottles rather than pints, don't you?
No, pints.
Oh, fair play.
But I quite like the premium now. I've stepped away from your Fosters in your round. Your Fosters in Carlin's.
I can't remember the last time I had a Fosters in Carlin. I think I was probably...
I had to have a Fosters.
23.
I had to have a Fosters on Sunday at the Griffin, because that's all they had.
Peroni and Bexvere.
Was over that with Stella.
Draft.
I didn't want Stella.
Peroni and Bexvere, I'd say, are my two lagers of choice.
San Miguel.
Or San Miguel, yeah.
Any good sort of
premium lager. Estrella.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah.
Birra Moretti.
I got a lovely Estrella glass that I
got one in
borrowed from
there.
Borrowed?
Yeah, for a while. I'll take it back one day.
Take it back soon.
I was devastated the other day, actually. Little and broke one of my glasses. Pulled out the cupboard and, yeah.
Didn't you even?
I went through a stage of collecting, you know, like, pint glasses, but... Mrs. wasn't overly impressed. She wanted them all to be matching.
My favourite current drink is from the Thatcher's family. It's called Somerset Haze.
A lot of the lads I play football with drink that.
Yeah, it's taken over the gold.
It's in like a green can.
Green
the gold.
Yeah, it's nice. It's lovely.
They've said the same as well.
Try it. You're not really a
cider. I'm not really a cider drinker.
I don't know how new Somerset Haze is.
Right, okay.
There's got Old Rascal.
There was something else.
Old Rascal.
Yeah.
Which is quite the same as gold, to be honest. But Somerset Haze goes down a lot easier.
So how does this Hennessy...
Now look.
Classic, whatever it's called. Henny's Classic. How does that compare to your Somerset Haze?
I like it. That's a bit more of an Aspel's or a Simmons cider, this one.
And would you put it over ice?
Are you calling me gay?
Well,
no, we don't.
The last time I drank cider for any length of time was Magnus.
Yeah, that's when it got a bit trendy.
Yeah, and that was over ice.
Yeah, but that's, again, you wear flip-flops on a regular basis.
Scott was told to wear, it was his idea actually, to wear flip-flops.
I was going to rock up with a floppy hat and flip-flops.
Well, put it this way.
At 3/4 lengths.
Put it this way, I picked up Scott from his house, and if he was wearing that, he'd probably still be stood outside his house.
What's the big deal with it, then, flip-flops?
Why don't my flip-flops are in a swimming pool or on a beach? Kingswood High Street.
What about if it's a hot day?
Yeah, a hot day.
And you want your feet to breathe?
It isn't that hot in this country.
Do you wear trainers, like, when you go abroad? Do you wear trainers all the time?
Kingswood High Street isn't abroad.
Yeah, but you go abroad.
I'm saying, flip-flops are abroad.
Last summer, it got up to, like, 25 degrees in Kingswood. So you're not allowed to wear flip-flops.
It's when people wear flip-flops, then with a woolly hat. Are you hot or are you not?
I don't think I do that.
No, I don't.
I think I draw the line.
You've worn flip-flops to football stadia.
I've done that.
And
big crowd, you all could jump up for a goal.
Okay, your foot stood on.
I must admit, I have had my foot stood on a few times.
Yeah, I have as well.
Walking out. I think it's worth it.
I didn't find them very comfortable.
I can run in flip-flops quite easily.
I don't mind the ones probably where they go over your foot rather than one between your toe.
You don't mind the sandal?
The sandal-based.
Yeah, I'm not...
Quite fine, it's easier.
I'm more of an in-between-the-toe fan.
Same. Havanas are my favourite.
But flip-flops and jeans.
No, I do flip-flop shorts.
I could do flip-flops and jeans.
Yeah, you do. Pat, you do a lot of stuff.
I'm a fashion icon.
I'd wear a pair of Toms, I suppose, with jeans if it was a hot day.
Toms?
Yeah.
Nice.
That seems to be a new thing as well. People wear espadrilles in the gym at work.
Sure. In the gym?
Yeah.
Laziness, isn't it?
Not necessarily running, they're doing like the weights, but...
Do you know what that is?
Just by training.
You can just slip them on, can't you? Ease.
I'm just hoping one day that a weight falls onto their feet.
Right, so this Henning's Classic, superior quality dry slider. I could drink it.
Yeah, I bought it from Aldi. £1.69, I think it was. For a 500ml bottle.
Not bad, is it?
Glass bottle.
Yeah.
Simple design on the label.
It is simple, isn't it?
Yeah. That's the sort of
thing you design.
That's what drew my eye to it. Being a graphic designer. No?
Okay. Right, I don't think there's anything else to say on that other than contain sulfites to preserve freshness.
I mean, if you look at our mugs and car stickers, they're very simple design, but they're effective.
Branding, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whilst we're on the subject, there is a new magazine launching. from the guys at promoteyourpub.com. And they are featuring Three Peeps in a Podcast in the magazine. So they're going to be an advert. It's going to go out to all the pubs, in the sort, not all the pubs, but a selection of pubs in the southwest and various venues.
Look out for it.
So look out for that. The advert, again, is designed by our in-house graphic designer.
Me.
So if you want, if you're looking for any promotional material, menus, posters, or if you want to get in the magazine for an advert, then give us a shout on our Facebook page or on Twitter at 3PIAPC, and I can get you in touch with the man at promoteyourpub.com for further details. Very competitive pricing. Just want to put that one in there.
Talking of printing, how's our sponsor?
Pronto Print.
Pronto Print. No. Is it Pronto Print?
Is it Pronto?
This is already pet. Yeah, it's based in Fishponds, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fishponds Road.
I think we've moved on now, haven't we?
Have we?
Yeah.
Have we? Well, you don't sponsor us anymore.
There's only a two episode sponsorship deal.
Sorry, man. go to one of those places you get in the motorway services.
Go to promoteyourpub.com.
Yeah. Well, £5 for 50 business cards.
Okay, so Scott, do you want to take us through this quiz?
Yeah.
Do we need to get our buzzers at the ready?
Yeah, we need buzzers.
Right, hang on. I'm rubbish at this.
I need a pen as well, please.
There you go.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Right.
Where's my buzzers?
Bear with us. We're just going to get our buzzers at the ready. Rich.
Cider, innit?
For goodness sake.
I'm glad you said Rich. What you thinking it's the banjo lad?
Right. Okay. Too long. Stop it.
I got that one.
Let's get a shorter one. Oh, God.
Right, buzzer.
You don't have to do it next to the thing. We can hear it from there. It's going to distort.
They sound similar, don't they? That's the one again.
No, mine's catchphrase.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Sorry.
For those who care, Man United are 2-0 up at Stoke. For God's sake. Man United are 2-0 up at Stoke.
At Stoke.
Tottenham are 2-0 up. Kane penalty. Oh,
not at Stoke.
If you can't win at Stoke, you've got no chance of winning at all.
Is
it Old Trafford?
Sorry, I sit at home. Just linger.
I still use 3-2.
Right.
Hopefully.
What's the name of the game?
Here we go.
So I'll read a stadium, and it's either from the Championship, League One, or League Two.
What do you think it is?
Okay.
Well, there's 10 altogether.
Got to name the team, basically.
Yeah, name the team.
Okay. For those who don't like football, feel free to fast forward 2 minutes, but just try and stick with it. See what you know.
Maybe one day I'll do one where it's rugby grounds. Will I ask?
Will I am.
No one cares.
You're too close. Go.
First of all, then, Carl Windows Stadium.
What?
Is that?
League Two.
It's not named the league. It's named the football team, you fool.
I thought it was named the league.
No, name the team.
Oh, right. I thought it was named the league.
I thought one of you would get there.
Carl Windows. Who's he play for?
Carl.
I'm going to go for it.
Okay, Burton Albion.
Nope.
Accrington Stanley?
Nope.
Right.
How far are we going to go with this?
No, we've got to give us an answer.
Just one go each.
Bradford City.
Really?
Is it?
Oh, Paddy Parade.
Even though we sold the league title there.
That's why I put that first.
Was it called that back then? Or was it like Paddy Parade last year?
You'd have to look into that.
Swiss.
Don't remember that.
Matchroom Stadium.
Too close. You don't have to do that close.
Leighton Orient.
Correct.
Well done.
That's good through to, what's his name? Barry Hearn.
Kevin Nolan, isn't it?
Proact Stadium.
I know that.
Crap.
Oh, it's not Premiership, is it?
I'm
looking at it backwards. No, I was going to say Bournemouth, but it's not Bournemouth, is it?
No.
Proact. MK Dons.
Chesterfield.
That used to be called the...
Sixfield Stadium.
I pressed it first.
Go on, Rich.
Northampton Town.
Correct.
You didn't know, did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've been there. Watched City play Coventry there.
Lost 5-3.
Correct.
You ready?
Yeah.
The Amex.
Most delayed. Counting down, 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
No.
Brighton Hove and Albion.
Correct.
Shit.
Game 3-0 with...
Let me just test this, mate.
3-0 with 5 to go.
Oh, no. Still lose.
Glanford Park.
I know that. Scunthorpe United.
Correct.
Terrible at this.
I've proven that, yeah.
New York Stadium.
Rotherham United.
Correct.
You better get your mate, he's done all the tour of the grounds.
Yeah.
Do you want me to go on?
Yes.
Highbury Stadium.
I knew that one.
Highbury Stadium is... it's not Aldershot. Aldershot.
No, Aldershot, they're not in the league.
I know, that's what I got.
They're not even going anymore, are they?
No.
I was going to say Arsenal.
It is it? There is never Highbury. It's not quite local, is it? It's not... Ooh, might be. Is it FG at Mathalon?
Highbury Stadium. No idea.
Fleetwood.
Oh, I knew it was local.
Yeah.
Adams Park.
Wickham Wanderers.
Knew that one. Just didn't bother first.
That's it, that's the score.
One more.
I've got to get one.
It's 6-0 at the moment.
Yeah, I know.
Macron Stadium.
Alton Wanderers.
Correct.
Hang on, I've got something for that.
Draw 3.
What's the score, Scott?
7-0.
Can you read it? Reverse order.
in second place.
Who comes second? Out of 2.
Patch with 0.
Yeah.
Right.
And the winner is Rich with 7. Do you want to keep that?
Yeah, right. Get that framed. Have some
and
sort of photo.
Now with the real quiz. Scott, would you like to do a
Not the one that was fixed.
Okay, thank you very much for that, Scott. I should say that at the time.
I'll include that on our team photo that we'll put up on our Facebook page.
Yeah, well, no point really.
There is.
All right, well, now we're going to initiate the jingle for
That's the best quiz for a while, actually.
Yeah, well, I don't think so.
Thanks, Scott.
I think I've probably had better quizzes. so let's initiate the jingle for our segment.
Patch, Rich and Mike in the tiny room. Tell us what's in your room of
gold. Okay, so that was our world-renowned jingle from Duncan Kelman. Thanks again for that, Duncan. All right, so we're on to Room of Doom, and we've got... we're just going to start off with... We've got a guest Room of Doom, Rich.
Have we?
Yes, we have.
Who's the guest, Patch?
Well, I'll play it, and you might be able to see. So, here we go. Here's our first nomination for Room of Doom.
Mike here, long-time listener, big fan of the show. First time I've sent in, to be a brave. I would like to give you an entry to the Room of Doom. Well, hopefully it goes in, but it's up to you guys. It is the use or misuse of double negatives. So if someone says to someone, it seems to be, you have to imagine it in youth speak, because it's a lot of, that's the only examples I can think of, such things as, you don't know nothing, or you ain't got nothing on me. So you're saying you don't know nothing to try and be offensive to someone. And in fact, you don't know nothing. You don't know nothing, therefore you know something. You're actually complimenting them. So they have the last laugh, or they're probably too thick to understand the concept of a double negative themselves. So double negatives, get in the Room of Doom, hate them. And that's about it. All the best, bye.
Okay, so that was long-time listener Mike. So thanks very much for that, Mike. Those of you who've listened to the podcast before would know that's actually Mike from the podcast.
Really, is it?
Yeah, it was. Obviously, yeah, he is unwell, as reflected in his voice there.
Don't mean he should get a sympathy vote for his Room of Doom.
No, but get well soon, Mike.
Get well soon, Mike.
We'll miss you on this podcast, although Scott's doing a bloody good job so far. Okay, so who wants to go next?
Not me.
Scott.
I'll go. So mine... my entry
You've
to
set
the...
your standards quite high with your first entry to the Room of Doom, mate.
I have been, no pressure. Since that one, I have been thinking and making notes, but this one's come up in the last week, really, because we're looking at booking a holiday next year, and it falls within the school holiday. So my entry to the Room of Doom is travel agents and inflated prices during school holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And... Rich did say a moment ago, you ain't got a kid in school, but I have got a niece who's in her final years at school. So trying to...
You're going with them.
Yeah, we're trying to arrange a family holiday for my dad's 65th. And,
nice.
And the only time we can get is during school holidays. And we've looked to book in August next year.
Just this country or abroad?
Abroad. We looked to book in August, and it's working out about £1,000 per person. And literally 2 weeks later in September, is same resort, flying out, 2 weeks later is £600. So,
I'll just give you a quick economics lesson and tell you the reason for this. And it's supply and demand. Obviously, the demand for holidays goes through the roof during school holidays, which pushes up the price.
Yes.
And unfortunately, it's pure economics.
We get that.
Dear Watson.
But you would have thought it would have been the other way around, because as it's that hotel's going to be full, they're going to get their money, aren't they? You would think the price would go up, because there's not many people going, so they want to see the profits still go up. But also, my mum, my dear mother, she always points out that it comes like you go to the cinema, things like OAPs get it cheap, things like that, right? Yeah. Whereas people with families don't get it cheap.
Right.
My mum says people her age are probably more well off than families with kids, so it should be cheaper for families to get them. It's not fair a family has to miss out. You go to the pantomime at Christmas, it's going to cost you nearly £200 to take you and two kids to a pantomime.
Yeah.
And your kids are missing out, whereas you've got small grannies, you probably not even join the show, okay, understand it, are getting cheap.
Hopefully so also, there's no old granny listeners.
But these people are retired, probably got more disposable income to burn.
Yeah.
So, but they can go on holiday out of school time and pay like buttons.
Why don't you start a petition to the government to flip it round?
My mum's got a friend, right? I know, mum and dad's friends live up the road, and the husband had a stroke probably 10 years ago. So whenever the wife takes him to the cinema, she gets loaded, because she's pushing him in a wheelchair, she gets charged £1 because she's a carer.
Right.
But they're both adults, they're both, she's still watching the film. Whereas if I take my daughters to a film, which is a film I don't want to watch, like a Disney film, whatever, I still got to pay £8. But I have to be there.
That is because a very interesting
discussion. I can't drop off my 8-year-old and then walk out and say, well, I don't want to watch a film. So it should be me should be paying £1 to go and watch a kid's film.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
So a couple of valid arguments, though.
Very good arguments, I think.
Yeah. I don't know who we take that forward with.
Derek Cameron.
Yeah, okay. Right. So
send it to him.
Yeah, in between dipping his testicles in a pig's mouth, he's slowly ruining this country.
Yeah. Is he on Twitter? Could we maybe send him a link
Twitter,
to this?
I think he's on.
Oh, right, okay. No, very or Trotter. We got it.
Yeah.
Penny's dropped. Okay, so very interesting room of doom there.
I think if you look at the comparison, I think it hit Facebook last week. There was a Center Parks, it was their tariffs. That's me scratching, not a dog. Prices are literally double in that week when it's half term. Yeah. Outrageous.
Although this half term coming up for February, apparently across the country, it's in three different weeks.
Yeah, so Baths, even locally.
Yeah.
Baths split up different weeks, I think.
So this could be a good week. Next week could be a good week to go away for those of you on half term. Okay, my room of doom.
You wonder why parents take their kids out of school.
I was just going to ask you.
What is the fine for that nowadays?
Have you ever done that or not?
No, I think what is in place for is the people who constantly do Friday. Say someone's got a caravan down south. Say they're constantly taking the Friday off and taking their kids out. I think that's what they're trying to do. But I think if it's an odd occasion, I just don't think they can. I think they threaten
to
you.
I think they do. I think they fine you £100 a day.
I don't think it's a law. I don't think they can enforce it.
If anyone knows if it is a law or not, get in touch on Twitter at 3PIAPC or on Facebook, 3 Peeps in the Podcast.
Correct. Or just text Patch.
Put your bloody phone on mute.
I've got Mark McNichol following me on Twitter.
Nobody on this podcast cares.
I don't know.
Right. My room of doom is, and it's, Rich is one of these people. And he is.
Hang on, it was me last week, licking my fingers, eating a packet of crisps.
We've got a vendetta against Rich.
You do know if I get into the room of doom, this podcast won't happen.
I'm not putting you in, I'm putting a collective of people in.
Right.
Not you specifically, although that might be the next week.
Ageist.
44-year-old, no. Fred Perry, no. So it's grammar vultures, I like to call them.
Educational people, you know.
Grammar vultures. Can I just give my bit, do my bit?
Yep.
Grammar vultures, like Rich Brown, who basically pick holes in everyone's Facebook status and comments, where apostrophes are in the wrong place, spelling is incorrect.
Yeah.
It's not, it's not something you're doing as part of your work. You
still
should be able to write shorthand. You should be able to do whatever you want. But it's not even that. It's people who just pride themselves on correcting you. And it might not have even been your intention to spell something wrong or to put your without the apostrophe in between you and the R, but it's sort of the pride that they take in just putting a little star and then
it is, correct because spelling. It's funny, because when you do it and they reply with something else that's wrong, it kind of stables
from there. But then what if the person really cares and is, you know, upset or impacted by your remark, hang on, let me finish. But then they go back and edit it and correct it, then the joke's on you, basically, isn't it?
Because I've educated somebody, haven't I? It's like earlier today, Lucia, who's in the school play, had to take some costume to school. And I texted her when she finished school saying, have you got your stuff? And she put, they're at home. And she put there as in T-H-E-I-R.
Correcting your 7-year-old daughter, I can understand.
She's 7, she's 11.
Whatever.
Right? So she put there at home. I put, okay, I'll put them up. By the way, it's there, as in they, T-H-E-Y, apostrophe R-E. Right?
Yeah, so Scott's just put this one in front of me, and it's an image, it says Grammar Police. Yeah. That should be that your profile picture.
Do you not think this country's already on its knees about people with poor education?
I think we've got more to worry about than people's grammar and spelling.
Because this is our future.
I think you need to upload that picture later.
That's Whitney Houston / Dolly Parton once said, children are our future. And it's gone downhill as it is. Hence my Rumour Doom entrant.
Which is what?
2016 so far. My Rumour Doom is this year so far, or January. It's been horrific. You've got floods everywhere. Right? You've got constantly bad weather. You've got the financial markets have taken a massive battering. We've got terrible music. We got terrible telly. We got legends dying left, right, and centre.
We haven't signed a striker.
As soon as this year started, it all went tits up, man. What's happened to 2016?
A lot of deaths.
Yeah, well, this month, all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I mean, when it comes to the end of the year and they're showing those kind of video montages, it'd be longer than the programme.
I'd have to do a bloody long song to
get
with
it. Special. Yeah. This year has been horrific, I reckon. Like, I had this in work, I had a rant in work saying, what? Name something positive in this world at the minute. You've got your wars, your floods, your blah. And someone said, oh yeah, well, diesel's cheap. But diesel's gone cheap. And what happens when it goes cheap? Oil prices go down. And it hits the whole financial markets. I didn't think, when I was young, I didn't know all these things happened. I didn't know that's how the world worked. That something just like that can affect a whole lot of other things.
Mm.
It's amazing. It's an education on my part. I just think this year needs to get in the sea.
Should we just say January 2016?
I said, yeah. My entrant is 2016 so far.
What?
Get rid of the last month.
Yeah, but we're into February today or yesterday?
Yesterday. Yeah. Get rid of January.
Right, January. Yes. Leave it at January. Because if you put this year so far, obviously this podcast would go into the Room of Doom.
Hang on,
so would Ian Matthews.
You're like me, picking errors with your spellings. You're picking errors no matter of days in this
year. I'm just trying to help you.
That's what I'm trying to do when I'm teaching you spelling. Okay. I'm doing Grammar Police, but people like, we know the person who always he writes his words, puts a space, and then puts the comma.
Don't. There's some people.
Jamie Hull.
There's some people who are, you know, actually dyslexic, for example,
and
may actually get offended by your comment.
Oh, everyone's got an excuse, haven't they, now? When I was young, if you were like a bit slow, you're a bit slow. Now it's all they got ACDC, whatever it's called. You got Asperger's,
you mean ADHD?
Dyspraxia. I know these illnesses are real.
So you think dyslexia is not a real
disease? No, I'm saying it's real.
Right.
Back in my day, you'd be putting the slow learners area.
It's an area.
Everyone's got it.
No, but you have an area, did you? In the corner of the room?
Yes, it's called SBL.
Wait.
Oh, you're the first SBL that we've had.
It's a non-Granger. Yeah. We've had Clive from Dursley. He's had a few.
Has he? He's the SBL as well, is he?
Yeah.
Right.
Can we just point out that Clive from Dursley is Scott's uncle?
Long time listener, Clive from Dursley.
Which is how we met, wasn't it, through Clive?
Yeah, I've been Scott. How many years now, you reckon?
Well, so I was looking earlier. I thought this might come up. So I think we met in 2001, wasn't it? The England-Germany game.
Yeah. Is that your first met, was it?
Yeah, which
true
was
story. It's a true story. As we were at the Bowlplex in Normal Green watching the England v Germany game.
What, the 5-1 game?
Yeah.
I was there as well. I was at the Bowlplex.
Right.
Yeah.
In the middle, under
attack. As you know, by the screen, you've got a big area, and then you've got bars, haven't you? Right?
Yeah.
Well, he was sat in front of those bars. Because he was under 18, that meant he was in the bar area, so he had to literally stand They also had a bar, which is still...
What?
Like an iron bar. This is not the bar as in where you buy the drinks. An iron bar, a railing, so I say. You had to stand behind it.
Had to move by 4 inches.
Even though you could still stand next to me. But as long as there's a bar... Never had seen an extras where he sat in the same seat when he's in the VIP area. It was like that because he wasn't 18.
Excellent.
Mental.
But what a game. What an
occasion.
It was one of the memories that sticks out for me, which we're going to come on to something in a minute.
Especially going when you're dying quite early.
England related. But yeah. Okay, let's just recap then.
Luckily we progressed from there and won several World Cups.
We've got double negatives as to create offence from Pedley. So actually you're complimenting them.
Yep.
We've got January 2016 from Rich. We've got from Scott, I won't say travel agents, but we'll say...
holiday prices in the
holiday
school
prices.
Holidays.
School holiday prices. And we've got grammar vultures, that's the grammar police, from me. So
or teachers, they call them.
Let's get Rich out of the way. Who's your vote for, Rich?
I'll go for the parent.
Yeah.
Obviously, when the prices do seem to go up, end of the day, they seem to go up every year anyway, no matter what you do. But yeah, the overpriced holidays in school holiday terms.
Okay, I'm going for... I'm going to go for... Yeah, I'm going to have to go for school holiday as well.
We've got it to come, mate, as well, with our two little
ones. Well, I've had it because my missus works in a school, so
I've had it
for the past 13 years.
Right.
So I'm used to it. But what's your vote go for?
I'm going to have to go with Rich. One of my best mates lost his mum this month as well, so definitely got to go with
January 26th.
Yeah, January
just,
in that.
All been bad news this year, hasn't it?
Okay, but the winner is Holiday.
Scott again.
Holiday prices.
One time Scott.
So yeah, Scott, two victories under your belt.
Do I get a trophy or?
No.
Empty bottle. Is that
you got this bottle you want.
Yeah, is this mine?
Can't believe it.
This mine?
Yeah.
Cheers. Okay, so congratulations to Scott.
Should ask Mike who you voted for.
Whilst we're on the subject of England versus Germany, I just want you to give me your starting England 11 for the first game in the Euros, assuming from this point everyone became fit. So we'll just do it. We'll do it together. So Hart in goal.
Agree.
Centre backs. Stones. And
Cahill.
Cahill hasn't been playing though, has he?
You said they've been fit.
If he hasn't been playing.
No, he's been dropped, hasn't he?
They've got Jagielka, no good.
Okay.
You've thrown this on us.
Smalling.
Should have known about this one earlier.
He's a form Smalling.
Smalling? Smalling or Cahill?
I'd go.
I might go Smalling actually. You did.
I'm happy with Smalling.
Yeah, okay, go Smalling then.
Right. Left back.
Luke Shaw.
Haven't been playing this season.
He's fit. You just said
about but has he played this season?
I thought you said
in the first game.
What I thought meant is when they're in their prime.
Okay, but
not their current form.
Based on your current knowledge, and if they suddenly got fit,
Scott Goldburn.
So
well, it's not Leighton Baines because he hasn't been playing it anyway. I think he's a bit overrated.
What's Nathaniel Klein? Is he left or right?
No,
or Bertrand or...
I don't like Nathaniel Klein.
Bertrand plays right, doesn't he?
Yeah, Klein's right as well, isn't he?
Right, okay, let's go for Shaw then. Right back.
Yeah, Klein. I'm not a big fan of Walker, but...
Scott, any...
He's Tottenham.
Klein, I'm going with.
Yeah.
Right, Klein. And then... So formation. What formation are we going for? 4-4-2.
4-4-2, but well, one off the striker.
All right. So we're going for a diamond here then. Yeah.
Yeah.
So defensive midfielder.
I play
don't
Jack.
Say,
then.
Don't say Carrick.
No, Carrick.
I play
Jack.
I play
Wilshere,
Rooney there.
Not
so.
There.
I play Rooney there.
Rooney got to play behind Harry Kane or Vardy, aren't he?
I want Kane and Vardy up front.
Where are you going to play Rooney?
Defensive midfielder. Yeah, he ends up marshalling the defence anyway.
The attacker again.
He's got to be in line for the job when Van Gaal goes.
Oh, I'm ready to take on the job.
Let's put Barkley there for us. What's Barkley?
What, defensive midfielder?
No. Behind the front.
Alright, okay. Barkley. How about Dele Alli?
I've got loads of good players. I've got loads of them. Yeah, so you've got Dele Alli. I like Lallana at international level.
Sterling Walcott on the wings.
Sterling, he hasn't done it for me yet.
I think he's got a start, hasn't he, Sterling?
Yeah, they're nothing for England.
Yeah, I think Sterling's got a start. Not Walcott, though. I don't think he's
What's he done for England? Really?
Goal threatening. Scores goals. So, defensive midfielder, we've got options.
Wilshere. I'm not even going to say Carrick.
Delph. He seems to like Delph. Who's that?
Mark McNichol again.
Royerson.
Has he put a suggestion in for left back?
Follow me on Twitter.
So, who do you want to go for?
It's a screenwriter, apparently.
Who do you want to go for? Defensive midfielder?
Wilshere. Before he got injured, he won man of match 7 games in a row, didn't he? 7 or 8 games in a row. And although then, Rich was criticising him.
Kane up front.
The only reason I criticise Jack Wilshere is probably why he gets himself injured. He gets caught on the ball quite a lot.
Kane up front with Rooney then, if you're not happy with Vardy.
I'm going Vardy.
You want Vardy instead
I can't put Kane in there.
Rich.
But if I'm outvoted, then
I'm definitely
Kane and Rooney, yeah.
I just love it how Kane gets the ball and shoots.
Vardy's on the fringe.
Vardy would be a super sub.
I'm still not happy with that back four though.
Okay.
We're missing some,
yeah, well, we've got one left, right side of midfield. So I would have probably put Walcott in there.
He will play Milner there, but I don't agree with that.
Because otherwise you've got 22, you've got one midfielder there.
Yeah.
Really, you need somebody who can be disciplined a bit.
Sterling, Milner or Delph.
He gets Delph then, please.
Right, so the starting lineup against the first game is against Russia, is it?
Yeah.
Hart, Klein, Stones, Smalling, Shaw, Wilshere, Delph, Sterling, Barkley, Kane, Rooney and Vardy on after 60 minutes when it's 0-0 to score the winner.
Write that down, keep it somewhere. Do you like Dynamo does? Put it in a sealed envelope.
It's recorded on this podcast.
Correct.
Effectively. Okay, so that's the England Euro 11. Right, we've done the drink, we've done the quiz, we've done that. Right, so it's time for recommendations. Rich, did you have a jingle?
Yeah, I've got...
for recommendations?
I got a professional record producer to... want to be Ian Matthews' friend.
Yeah.
To not make a little jingle.
Okay.
Here's a little sample like this.
Like what?
Might be the wrong one. Is this one? Alright, that's it then. Recommendation time, people.
Okay, I'll start. It's on Netflix and it's Making a Murderer.
Ooh, right. Is that a special Netflix program?
It is.
Exclusively?
I believe it is. And it's about a chap in America who was wrongly imprisoned for a crime that he's proven not to commit, but only 18 years after. Only 18 years after he'd been in prison. Okay? So, it starts off on that, him going down, and
not one of these films, is it?
And then him getting out, and it goes on from there. He then gets framed again, and so on and so on. But...
It's not for the same crime, surely. You can't get punished for the same crime.
No, different crime.
Double jeopardy.
How many episodes?
Good film, that is. I think it's 10 episodes in season one. And then
series.
Season one, because it's American.
Series.
So season one...
That's not many episodes for a season in America's terms.
No.
Usually,
but this is actually like real life. It's actually like a documentary. But it's a series as well. So yeah, it seems to be going down really well across England, across the UK and America.
So you're saying it is a Netflix exclusive?
I think it is a Netflix exclusive. But yeah, I'm on episode 3 and enjoying it. So give it a watch, Rich.
On BBC iPlayer, it's called Frank Skinner On Demand.
Right.
I think you can only watch it on iPlayer. It's basically he has a guest. Mm. That comedian Ramesh
Ramlaranding. Oh yeah, he's on 8 out of 10 Cats. Yeah, yeah.
Black rimmed glasses.
Big beard.
Yeah,
he was on so basically their own as well.
Yeah, they asked the guests. Well, Frank's going to ask the guests of what. Basically, it's like a spin of our recommendations. Is what do they recommend on BBC iPlayer?
Oh, is it? Oh,
so yeah, so it's given them. It's been him, Ramesh, and Doc Brown so far.
Okay.
From a
so to be super
Quality Street thing. I don't know if they did it first.
Alright, okay.
They didn't, did they? But well, yeah.
Basically, I see it as Frank was involved in Room 101, so equal. One for one, isn't it?
Yeah, similar.
Okay. So it's called Frank Skinner On Demand.
On Demand. You've got, I think, can you watch it on BBC iPlayer?
Yeah, On Demand.
All right.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Scott?
My recommendation is currently on Channel 4, it's an 8-part series called Deutschland 83.
Oh, yeah, someone else has recommended that to me.
Is about a German, East German soldier that goes undercover as a spy in West Germany during, obviously, the early 80s
Cold War conflict.
Yeah. Once you get over the fact that it's all in German and English subtitles, it's quite a good program.
I might watch it just so I can correct the subtitles with any grammar.
Yeah, probably will.
So it's episode 5 was weekend just gone, Sunday just gone, was episode 5.
It's hour-long episodes?
When did the Berlin Wall go up? 40 minutes.
Up? Yeah. 61, was it?
When did it come down?
99 or 89. Just when David Hasselhoff sang on it.
So the Berlin Wall was obviously involved.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
I'll tell you something about Berlin. It'd blow your breath away. It'd take your breath away.
It'll blow your breath away.
take your breath away.
Okay.
That's a dirty film, wasn't it, mate?
I was listening to another podcast the other night, and it was one that we were actually on. It was the audio, what was it called?
You were on it. Liam Petch.
Yeah. Amplify Us podcast. And they were talking about the new media and what's going to be massive in 2016, other than January, as we found out.
Periscope, I expect.
Number one was Periscope. Been saying it. We need to get it on the podcast.
If we can rewind back to several episodes... I said it ages ago.
Yes, but I've been trying to drive it forward and get it on the podcast.
I drove it forward first.
What was Periscope? Is that another social
media?
It's
through Twitter. You can broadcast live.
Live. Is that what Chris Moyles does? Have you seen him do that?
Have you noticed at Facebook you can do that on there now? You can go on your Facebook and when you try and type a status, you can broadcast live
video. Yeah, like Match of the Day do it, don't they?
Oh, do they?
Yes. I noticed something else on Facebook the other day.
You
can have a video as your profile.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you got yours, have you?
Yeah, I changed it.
Did.
Oh, right, okay.
But I was expecting it to, you know, on the little icon that you've got on your news feed, and you've got people's, I was expecting it to actually move there as well.
Right, okay.
Take a lot of memory, wouldn't it?
But you can only actually do it if you click onto someone's page and then you view it.
Yeah,
then you have to view it. So,
a bit like those moving pictures on iPhone 6S. It takes a few frames before the
photo. Oh, yeah, can you turn that off or not?
Yeah.
I suppose so.
It takes up a lot of memory.
Yeah.
Well, you've got a 6S, have you?
Yeah.
Shit.
I dropped it as well the other day. Fell out of my pocket. I'm devastated. But no smash screen.
Remember those days when you didn't know like Apple set for me?
Yeah.
You and Steve Jobs, like that.
If only you'd have bought some shares then. No?
Okay, we'll buy them now.
Probably still could make a mint. Okay, so... Definitely coming up soon is an episode on Periscope in totality, so people can go on and ask us questions. Most people probably would have never heard the podcast before.
Well, basically, if you're on Twitter, you need to download the app Periscope first.
Yeah.
Set up a...
It's another social media, though, for me. I've got three.
You've got your Instagram, you've got your Twitter, your Facebook. That's enough for me. But
you use Snapchat quite a lot.
And Snapchat.
I'm not on Snapchat. I can't do another one.
Snapchat.
Yeah, occasionally it's alright. But Periscope, I wouldn't use it for anything other than doing the podcast, I don't think.
Filth.
So, sounds quiz.
When I was looking on my phone then, I discovered that I'd done some sounds that I recorded myself because Lucia had to do a little quiz at her guides. So, I might give it to you two.
Hmm.
So, you've got to guess the sound basically.
Okay. So, any sound in the world?
Well, basically, it's things I've done myself, so it'd be...
What, around the house or out and about? Around the house or out and about?
Both. Well, not out and about, you're not in town or anything.
Well, is it all external things or internal things?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll play the sound. When you can recognise what it is, you know if it's external or internal.
Do I need a buzzer?
I'll just do it. Just not change to a quiz, shall we? Just do it.
Just okay.
Ready?
Just get a guess each. Too close. What was that sound? Silence?
I'd say...
He can't actually control his phone.
It's not...
Because it's upside down.
Yeah, it's because you've got to keep pressing that blue thing.
Get your readers on.
I've got my readers on. Get your readers on to see my readers. Ready?
Oh, for goodness sake. That's a car starting.
Correct.
Oh my god.
What are you expecting?
To make that harder or not?
Well, you thought it would be like flamingos, right?
Well, might be a bit more challenging than that.
This is for like, a guide. This is what I did it for.
Oh, I wonder. Scott, do you want to have a guess?
Crushing a Coke can.
No.
Car door shutting.
Yes.
Obvious.
Well done for playing along, Scott. Tumble dryer.
Slash.
Washing machine.
We're going to have a phone ringing in a minute, aren't we?
A dog walking across the kitchen floor.
Yes.
Rich, this is terrible. Microwave.
Right. So, plenty more quizzes from Rich coming up next week.
That was the last one.
Thank God.
Really? Sure, there's not another one.
Just a couple of quick updates. Here we go. Just a couple of quick updates whilst Rich gets his Richard.
I didn't do that, did I?
No, not yet. So, as you know, at the beginning of the football season, we did the Three Peeps in a Podcast Fantasy League. So, just to bring people up to date with that, still number one is Dan's Dream Team. By Daniel Braddock with 1189, followed by Champion Sheep, Ashley Reynolds, 1141. In third place, the Mary Doyles, Daniel Gibb, 1127. Fourth, Adam Squad, 1062, by Adam Thurston. And fifth place, we'll leave it there, Patrick Warner with hashtag team on 1001 points. So congratulations to those in the
Leicester
top
winning.
Five. Leicester are winning, excellent. I don't know why I suddenly put Big Brother on the telly.
Because it knows your viewing habits.
Okay, Rich, have you got a rant this week?
I don't know, I can probably have a jingle about it.
Yeah, you should have it ready, really.
I have.
Here we go.
What's he keep doing that? Just
so, pop. Mr. Apple is...
My rant is voice memos. No, my rant is, right, is people... You're a bit like this, actually. It's not like a... No, it ain't like a... I get name back. People are always late, but they're not like late, right. Like horrifically late. Like obviously something's happened.
Mm.
They're constantly like 5 minutes late, right? Every day is always they walk in like 9:05, right? So it's not like they're caught in traffic. They've obviously left at the same time every day, and they're getting the same late every day.
Yeah.
Well, I've confronted a chap in work about this, and he said, "Well, if I leave a bit earlier, I'll get in about 8:40." Well, that's wrong. That's wrong being on time or early, but it's all right to be late.
No.
So people are constantly late all the time. Like Kirsten's the same.
For work or just for anything in general?
Well, this is for obviously main.
So he's going to be 20 minutes early?
Yeah, or always
or
five minutes
late?
Yeah.
That difference?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, because he reckons the traffic's so, like, if you miss traffic...
I do sometimes find that whatever time I leave, I get in at the same time.
Yeah. But you,
you get caught in that sort of tranche of traffic, don't you?
But Kirsten will actually leave the house when she's supposed to be... Like if I went out as a family and we have to meet, say, her parents at so and so 2:00, we're actually leaving the house at 2:00, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I can't stand being late.
I'm always, can't stand even when I try and be late, I'm always the first person there.
Yeah.
I think it's in the genes, because my mum and dad's always the same.
Yeah,
always.
My mum's the same.
I'm too early, if anything. Mm. I can't be late. But people are, right, it's like being late because something's happened, you missed a bus or, you know, you locked your keys in the house or something. But when you're consistently always 5 minutes late, it gets my nerves.
Okay.
All right?
Thanks.
So what do you say to that? Because you're always late.
I'm not always,
sure
I'm not always late. But
pretty much.
The first, when you used to pick me up for work.
Yes.
And I knew how much it annoyed you.
You didn't do it on purpose.
I did embellish it a little bit. Like
just to wind them up.
I would
sit in the kitchen.
I would come out of the house and just go, oh, and go back in for something. Because then I got some comedy gold recordings of him with road rage.
What was my catchphrase?
Which
bloody cyclist, wasn't it?
No. It's never me.
It's never me. Yeah, so he would walk... And then when he would take me home, he'd walk down the stairs and from across the other side of the office, he'd shout, "It's never me!" Because you could see I was still like shutting down or doing something. Or the other one was, "Who am I?" is the other one, isn't it?
Dixon and Doc Green.
It's an office quote. But yeah, we're going to do an Unleashed episode at some point, and we're going to
X-rated
tick it for explicit lyrics. So it just gives chance, give Rich his chance to rant with effects. And in that episode,
I do find I have to hold back sometimes on my rants.
Yeah.
So therefore, they might not come across as a proper rant.
Yeah.
Because I have to be polite.
Yeah. Well, it's clean
within me, within reason.
So yeah, in that episode, I will play all 15, I think, Jesus, sort of 5-10 second clips of Rich's road rage incident.
Can you give a taster or not?
No.
Do you remember when you picked me up for training that one time in that kiddie followed us up Syston Common? Can you remember that?
Yeah, we started doing lights, wasn't it?
Probably, yeah. Or
yeah, where did we go? And he confronted me, didn't he?
Yeah, training. We pulled up outside Mangotsfield School, wasn't that?
What did he say?
What, and he confronted Rich?
Yeah, yeah. But he followed us all the way and pulled over.
I bet you crapped yourself, didn't you?
Well, I did. Was it right up my ass? And I put my fog lights on.
You think you put your hazards on? Or fog light or something.
You slowed right down. Reversed.
No, but he's like, got it something in common and like country lane. He's right up my ass.
Yeah.
Like, you want to get in my boot.
Did he?
I don't know if you want to get in there,
but all right,
okay. Made a good attempt.
Okay. Well, unless there's anything else from anybody else. I remember
a bit of road rage where I had to go to cyclist and he spat into my window. you hit a bit of traffic, and I think it was like a summer's day, and he still got me, stuck a pass and just spat in my window.
I remember the clip, you used to put them on Facebook, didn't you?
Yeah.
Bloody cyclist.
Yeah.
That was videos, wasn't it?
Yeah, YouTube.
So there is some videos as well. Okay, well, I think we're going to wrap it up there. Just going to finish with a word from our sponsors, which is Go Cruise Bristol, this week and for the next few weeks. So if you want to get in touch with us or with them, there's details in the advert about that. But obviously you can contact us. Well, there's an advert.
Oh, there's
a yes, there? There is Jesus. An actual advert. We've got an advert prepared for this sponsor. So thanks very much to Rich, and a special thanks to Scott for filling in for Mike. Get well soon, Mike.
Get well soon, Peds.
And yeah, thanks very much, Scott, for joining us.
I don't know anything about his advert. Go Cruise is not a dogging firm, is it?
No, it's a cruise franchise.
Proper.
So they do cruises for any cruise line, basically. And they are very competitive and give great prices, so get in touch with them for a quote. Thank you very much for listening. And
get well soon, Peding.
Cheers all.
See you there.
Here at Go Cruise, we pride ourselves on giving a personalised and helpful service for all your cruising needs. So get in touch today on Twitter at Go Cruise Bristol, or visit our Facebook page at Go Cruise Bristol for a competitive quote on any cruise line.